Minister, I want to raise with you the urgent need for capital works at Pubble Skull Cleugh in the Eilean, Fulcara, County Donegal, a school that I visited recently and which without question, absolutely without question, is one of the most in need of immediate investment anywhere in the state. And the government have known this for years because, in fairness, the principal has submitted application after application after application to the department in relation to all of the issues that are going on in the school. And I must say, the staff, the principal, the team, the board of management deserve the praise. I've seen the positive educational environment that have been fostered there by the staff. I've seen the excitement from students, but they are doing that in a very, very difficult state in terms of the school property that they're in. When you walk through the corridors of the school, you would know for yourself that it is unacceptable in this day and age, in the year of 2025, for children to be educated in a building of such. There are multiple unprotected leaks. I'm not talking about small leaks here. I'm talking about leaks so bad that you could take a shower under them. They are literally big, big bins trying to capture the water all over the school every time it rains, in classrooms, in science classrooms, in halls, in toilets. It's just all over the place. We have issues in relation to the damp and mould that is affecting some classrooms to such an extent that some classrooms have had to be locked and now can no longer be used. If you walked into them, you would understand just the smell, the damp, means that they're not any way suitable anymore. We have prefabs that was provided back in 1982. They're literally, in some cases, falling apart. The walls are coming off. There's a huge amount of work being done by maintenance there to try and keep them in a proper order. There's a hole in the floor with a big sheet of 8x4 covering up the hole in the floor. There's serious, serious issues going on in relation to that school, and the school is trying to do the best that they can. There's serious drainage issues in the school. Between 2 and 3 times every week, they have to lift the manholes which are in the school because the manholes are blocked. They're blocked. And can you just imagine kids running around, including kids with special needs and sensory issues, and somebody has to lift that manhole up and use rods to release excrement? It's not acceptable in this day and age, and it's happened over and over again. All the toilets have to be moved outside of the school. There's no other way to actually fix that problem. There's serious issues in terms of fire. I can put my hand through the different walls. There's no fire blocks. You would never be allowed to build a school like that today. And there's so much other issues. There's a need for an additional ASD room, a need for a sensory issue, and there's so much works that need to be done, electrical works as well, that really what is needed here is a new school, a school that actually meets the needs of the children in the year of 2025. They have the land, it is available to them, but this is extremely urgent, and I'm asking that the Minister answers a couple of questions. First of all, what's the current status of the applications that they've made? Will the department consider providing a new school building for this school? And will the department prioritise Pubble Skull Cleugh and Eilean for capital works? And crucially, because this will change everything, the Minister, I am inviting Minister McIntyre and indeed yourself to Pubble Skull Cleugh and Eilean. Once you see it with your own eyes, you will be very, very convinced that there is only one option here, and that is that we need capital works of a new school on this site. Grimaldi.
Minister.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy. So I'm taking this matter on behalf of my colleague, Minister Helen McEntee, Minister for Education and Youth, who is unavailable. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Deputy, for raising the matter, and it gives me an opportunity to discuss the current position with Pubble Skull Cleugh an Eilean. The Deputy will be aware that this school is a Jesh post-primary school in Fallacara in County Donegal, and the school has an enrolment in September 2024 of 417 pupils. The school is located in the Fallacara school planning area, and it's the only secondary school in the Fallacara school planning area. The Department of Education and Youth is in receipt of 3 applications under the Additional School Accommodation Scheme and 3 for the Emergency Work Scheme from Pubble Skull Cleugh an Eilean. I wish to advise the Deputy that all applications from schools for major capital works are considered against a range of factors. The priority for the Department of Education and Youth continues to be the provision of required additional school places to meet demographic requirements as required to provide for children with special educational needs. In County Donegal alone, in the period of 2020 to 2024, the Department has invested €209.6 million on projects in construction, projects in the pipeline and on completions. And there were 64 projects completed in Donegal in the period period of 2020 to 2024, and there are currently 17 projects in construction. The Department of Education and Youth is required to manage the allocated capital funding across all schools in the country, and the Department's approach is to maximise the usage of existing capacity in schools, and in tandem with this, to manage the progression of the existing pipeline of projects within available budgets and in line with the Government's infrastructure guidelines. This allows the Department to keep a strong focus on the provision of additional capacity to cater for demographics, new housing developments and the rollout of additional special classes for children with additional needs. This approach reflects the Department's fundamental objective of ensuring the availability of a school place for every child. The pace of delivery of additional residential development in school planning areas, along with updated enrolment data and demographic data, will be kept under review and will inform the timing of school requirements. The Department of Education and Youth will continue to liaise with the local authorities in respect to the projected completion of planned residential developments. The Department of Education and Youth is currently examining demographic requirements across the country, including in the context of current and planned residential development activity, and any major capital works for Pobail Tlochinéile will be considered in this context. The purpose of the Department of Education and Youth's additional school accommodation scheme is to ensure that essential mainstream classroom and accommodation and accommodation for pupils with special education needs is available to cater for pupils enrolled each year where the need cannot be met by the school's existing accommodation or other schools in the area. So just to answer one of your specific questions, Deputy, around the current position in relation to the emergency works applications for Pobail Tlochinéile. So there are three emergency works applications at assessment stage, mechanical and electric works, roof works and life safety systems. Those applications from the school in question are being considered by the Department of Education and Youth officials, and the school authority will be notified of that decision directly. I can confirm that the department is in receipt of those three applications under the additional school accommodation scheme for capital works for the school. The school submitted an application for additional school accommodation in 2022, seeking a new build and the purpose-built classroom for students with special educational needs. Two further applications were submitted in 2024 for special educational needs accommodation and prefab replacement, and modular accommodation for a classroom for students with special educational needs was approved in 2022 and has been delivered. But I'll raise the issue with the Minister for Education as well.
Thank you, Minister.
Thank you, Minister. Minister, the community in Tlochinéile have been very, very patient. The staff, the Board of Management have been very, very patient. They've made their case time and time again, but patience is running out. What the school needs now is clear. It needs decisive action from your department. You talked about the six applications that are in. There could be more going in. The problem here is this school needs not only just emergency works here, but there is a case for a new school building. When you look at the overall works that have to be carried out, there's a new roof to be done. There's a whole issue, as I said, the toilets all will have to be moved outside. There's serious issues in terms of the prefabs. There's issues in terms of fire safety. This school needs a new build. The roof is leaking in multiple areas. Mould and damp are spreading. Drainage is failing in the bathroom. Students and staff, this is what's happening every day. They're moving around buckets to try and make sure that classrooms are available to teach, and dehumidifiers moving around from classroom to classroom. And despite all of this, the staff continue to do outstanding, absolutely outstanding work, providing first-class education in conditions that are completely substandard. They shouldn't have to patch up ceilings or shift classrooms just to teach. Their professionalism and commitment are remarkable, but they've been let down by the system. So I am asking you, and I'm asking Minister Helen McEntee, to come to Pobail Tlochinéile. That answer is no good for us. Like, that's the same answer I got earlier this year and I got last year. We've been raising this issue for years now. It is not acceptable. I would not want my child taught in that school. I wouldn't want a child with special needs, with sensory issues, taught in that school. It's not fair. And I walk into schools right across Donegal, and it is brilliant when you see the new school buildings, the environment that these kids are now being taught in. Pobail Tlochinéile deserve the same. The classrooms are also substandard. The size are no longer in keeping with the recommendations. So you can look at the six applications that are in. It will cost a fortune to do every single one of them, and it still won't fix the problems overall. What is needed here is to go down to the school, recognise the severity of it, and look at a new build on a greenfield site, which is available to the school in that area. And I would seriously consider, because if you look at these in silos of the individual applications, you're missing the wood from the trees here in relation to this school.
Kermagat. All right.
Thank you, Deputy, and I will raise the matter with Minister McEntee. And as I have stated, my understanding is those applications from Public School Clonmacnoise for additional accommodation are currently being considered, and the school will be contacted directly once a decision is made. And I want to assure you that the Department of Education and Youth will advance this matter as quickly as possible, and they're very conscious that where additional accommodation is required, a significant lead-in time is necessary for a variety of reasons.